こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。1個目、地球上の昆虫の種の約 40% が絶滅の危機にさらされていると言われていますが、フロリダ自然史博物館の昆虫学者川原明人氏が米国科学アカデミー企業への寄稿の中で、一般人でも簡単に昆虫を助けられる方法を紹介しています。 1. 芝刈りの頻度を減らす。庭の 10% を昆虫のために保全し、単一の芝ではなく地元の草木を植えたり草刈りをしないことでミニチュアの野生保護区が完成します。 2. 光害を減らす。夜間の人工の光は夜行性の昆虫に様々な害をもたらすため、外が暗くなったら不必要な電気は消し、蛍光灯など虫がおびき寄せられる電球は避ける。3. 車や外壁の洗浄に使う洗剤を生物分解性のあるものに変える。4. 虫が害のある存在であるという一般的な認識を改め、昆虫の大多数は無害であることや、昆虫の多様性や役割を理解する。
40% of insect species are currently at risk of becoming extinct. In an article published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, entomologist Akito Kawahara at Florida's Museum of Natural History shares some of the ways that the average person can help preserve insect species. 1. Reduce the frequency of lawn mowing.Preserve 10% of your garden for insect life, allowing for not a single grass but many grasses and plants to grow there. By not mowing the lawn, you can foster a small insect sanctuary. 2. Reduce light pollution. Artificial lights at night negatively affect nocturnal insects, so turn off unnecessary lighting at night. Avoid lights which attract insects. 3. Use biodegradable cleaners for cars and buildings. And 4.Understand that insect species can be harmed, and most of them are harmless, and that each of them play a role in Earth's ecosystems.
そう、まあ、昆虫でも生物でも植物でも、こう絶滅してしまうと、それはもうどれだけお金を払っても戻ってこないわけなので、お金って意味で価値をつけることはできないんだけども、とはいえ、この記事にも書いてあったんだけど、野生の昆虫っていうのは受粉とかゴミの分解とかっていう意味で無料で人間社会に多大な貢献をしていて、アメリカ国内だけでも毎年約700億ドル、およそ7兆円の経済的貢献をもたらしていますと、だから知らない間に、まあ、すごく人間は昆虫に助けられているんだけれども、それに見合わない感じに昆虫に対するネガティブなイメージがすごくあるので、なかなかこう守ってもらえないっていう、たまにこういう論文あるけど、やっぱりその人気不人気によってどれぐらい守ってもらえるかっていうのがどうしても左右されてしまうから、もうちょっと分かりやすく可愛い動物とか、まあ何か映画で人気になった種とか何でもいいんだけど、そういうふうな方動物にどうしても注目が集まっちゃうっていう、ただ虫も、まあ、すごい大事なんですよっていう話。
That's nice of them.
そうで、まあこの記事は当然ながらアメリカに向けて書いてる、アメリカ国内の人に向けて書いてるから、まあその大きい庭があるとか、車があるとかっていう前提で書かれていて、面白いなと思ったのは、この、川原明人さんっていう人が、Japanese American って書いてあったかな、なんだけど、子供の頃に日本に住んでたことがあるらしいのね、で、多分そういう背景があるからだと思うんだけど、この記事の中でも、なんかアメリカで子供たちを連れて、虫の観察のプログラムみたいなのを開催した時にカブトムシがいたんだって、でそしたらこう日本だったら子供たち超喜ぶじゃん、 わあカブトムシなんか俺が欲しい俺が欲しいみたいな感じになるのに、アメリカだとこうゴキブリだと思ってみんなが踏みつけて殺そうとしたんだってで、まあ、その文化の違いにちょっとびっくりして、そういうのもあってこう地元の虫を観察したりペットにしたりとかして子供たちにもうちょっと身近に思ってほしいみたいなことも書いてあった。
Have you ever had a pet insect?
Yeah,I've had なんか学校の宿題でアゲハチョウの幼虫を育てるとか、まあと虫じゃないけどカタツムリを大量に育てるとかそういうのはやったかな。
Have you gotten insect like on your own accord, like not as like a homework assignment?
Oh no. No. No.
I think most people haven't. I thought praying mantises were really cool. So I had a pet praying mantis for
right.
several
You've
months.
Right. Talked about this. Yeah. でも日本は結構でもいる方なんじゃない？そういうの。子供の時にクワガタとかセミとかトンボとかをさ捕まえてちょっとペットとして飼うみたいな。人は結構いる気がする。特にカブトムシなんて幼虫がいっぱい売ってるしさ。そう。まあなんかそういう文化の違いって意味で面白いなと思ったし、その文脈でもう一つオオスズメバチのことも書いていて、この人が。
うん、
昨年、私は知らなかったんだけど、オオスズメバチが初めて北米で確認されましたみたいなニュースがあったらしいのね。
うん、
ワシントン州で見つかった。でそれによってすごいいっぱいメディアで記事が出て、なんかこうオオスズメバチが危ないとか気持ち悪いみたいな、
うん、
ただまあ日本はもちろんスズメバチいっぱいいるんだけど、そのスズメバチに刺されて亡くなってしまう人の数っていうのは年々減っていて、2018年の時点でまあ13人ぐらい、
うん、
だからそのリスクの量にしては危険を煽りすぎみたいなメディアの記事がいっぱいあったらしくて、その指摘とかもしてた、うん、やっぱりこうメディアの虫の描き方によってみんなのイメージがすごく左右されてしまうから。
What's the English name for the Suzumebachi? Is it like
murder
hornet or
something? Yeah.
like killer hornet or something?
そうそう。
But that, if it's an invasive species, it will do enormous damage to the ecosystem there.
Right.
Because those, I think there's some famous YouTube video of one of those things, like decapitating 10,000 bees in like 5 minutes.
Right. I mean, obviously, that is mentioned. So these experts are aware of that. But
so they should kill them.
I guess it's not like out of control or anything. Mm-hmm. Plus, it's very dangerous if you try to remove the nest on your own, じゃん。でもそれも多分あまり認知されてない。Yeah. 日本だとね、もう常識としてさ、そのスズメバチの巣を素人が自分で取り除くなんて絶対ダメじゃんって分かってるけど、まあその種があんまり身近じゃない地域の人からすると。自分で取っちゃおうかなって思う人もいるかもしれないねみたいな。
What do you think of this not cutting the grass and letting some percentage of your garden become this like wild sanctuary of insects and stuff?
いや、やっぱりアメリカっぽいなんだろう、アドバイスというか、その日本のお庭って、まあ、もちろん芝生敷いてる人もいっぱいいるけど、やっぱりなんか木とかさ、野生というか、元から生えてるやつを生かした庭みたいのはある人も結構いる気がして、なんていうの、全部をもう根こそぎさ刈り取って半分を芝生にして半分をプールにするみたいなことではないじゃん、
うん、
だから確かに全部を芝生にしちゃうとね、もう丸裸みたいな、虫からするとさ丸裸みたいになっちゃうから、ある程度こういろんな植物があってちゃんと影とか隠れるとこもあってっていう方がいいんだろうなって思って
る。Well, yeah, it's good for the insects, but from like a human standpoint, you know, like how many people, no matter how much you like bugs, how many people are actually going to like not cut the grass because they don't want to hurt bugs and like convert a portion of their land to like a bug sanctuary. Insects can be dangerous. I mean, there are a lot of dangerous insects. Even if the risk is 1%, you don't want it. And in a lot of places in Japan, they have snakes like mamushi. And if you can't see like well all around you, you're probably gonna die. Because you're going to get bit in the ankle.
I guess what this article wanted to say, I think there was a comment from this guy, but その本当にスモールパッチでもいいんだっていう話だったのね。スモールパッチでもいいから、その虫が暮らせる環境をちょっとでも残しておくことで、ポピュレーションブーストになりますっていう。で、まあ極論、あのアメリカ内の全部の家と学校と公園でその取り組みを行った結果、400万エーカーの土地が確保できますって書いてあって、まあそれはねちょっとあの現実的に難しいかもしれないけど、まあただこう虫の居住地をの総数をどうにかして増やすっていう意味では、まあ一般の人でも庭がある人だったらできることはありますよみたいな。
People hate insects and the
Yeah,
the industry of products to kill insects is absolutely gigantic.
Yeah, and yeah. だから
we have like really high tech things specifically to electrocute, you know, various insects. And
だからツイッターとか見てるとやっぱりその昆虫の研究してる人たちがしょっちゅうあの懸念を示してる。けどそのペスティサイズ、あの虫を殺しますとかアリを殺しますって言ってる商品の中でこういう害のあるアリを殺しますよってそのための商品ですよって言ってるんだけど、全然他の種類のアリも当然もう壊滅させられてるみたいな、だからそれをやっぱりね普通の一般のあまり知識がない消費者に売ってるし、買ってる側も分かんないで使ってってるから、自分たちがそれを使うことによってどれぐらい生態系がダメージ受けてるかってもちろん分かんないで使ってるわけじゃない、だからあの、まあ、そういうツイートを結構見るようになったなとかは思うけど、虫ね、
There are no bugs here really, like in the, there are way fewer bugs like in Tokyo, like around where you live there's probably less bugs like per square kilometer than anywhere.
そうだし、このあの河原さんが多分言ってることもそうなんだけど、やっぱり年々減ってる。だから同じ東京って言っても、私たちが子供の頃と今とでは虫の総数とか種類も全然減ってるっていう。で私本当に、まあ、あの佐伯さん、あの食虫の専門家の佐伯さんがうちの番組に来てくれて、まあ、その時も多分言ったし、その後も言ってるけど、本当に虫に馴染みがあんまりない人生を送ってきたから、あの今最近なんか今冬じゃん、で公園行ったりして、で息子とこうよく虫を探すんだけど、今ってマジで一匹も虫がいないわけ。アリとか、アリも全然いないの。
Really? で、Where do they go?
いや、みんなだから寒いから多分何土の中に隠れてるんだと思うんだけど、それを私はこの年になって初めて認識したというか、で夫に、ね、今ってマジで虫が本当にアリ一匹もいないぐらいいないんだけどって言ったら、え当たり前じゃん冬だよって言われて、でそれぐらい虫について無知なんだよね。
I guess,
だから確かにあんまり愛着とかも持ったことがないというか。
I think this, this point about light pollution is fairly practical. And light pollution affects human beings as well, negatively. You know, so where the lawn cutting thing is sort of, it could have a negative impact on human beings, right? To create a little insect sanctuary. But the light pollution thing is more like our interests are aligned more so, I think. I mean, there are situations in which obviously you want to be able to see at night.
Yeah. でも虫やっぱ面白い。なんかこの人がね、この川原さんが TEDx で Why You Should Think a Moth っていうスピーチを過去にやってて、それもすごい面白かった。まああの、日本もそうだけど、ガってやっぱりなんとなくネガティブなイメージがあって、私ガめっちゃ好きって人あんまり聞いたことないんだけど、あの、まあそのポリネーションとか、シルクプロデュースとか、まあ、いろんな面白い面があるし、なんか途中からずっとその人がガのうんちの話してて、なんか糞をめちゃくちゃ遠くにこう飛ばせる種があるらしくて、なんか信じられないぐらい、なんかその話とか、わかわせちゃった。あとなんか体の一部分から超音波を出せるガがいて、あの外敵がコウモリだから、そのコウモリの超音波をディスラプトしたりとか。
Like、
することによって、そう、マジでモスラみたいな感じで身を守るんだけど、そのある種は自分の性器から超音波を出せるみたいな話とかもしてて、そう、それはなんかコウモリに、そう、場所がバレないようにするためらしいんだけど、本当に虫ってやっぱりね、調べていくとすごい面白いんだけど。
Yeah, that tiny world documentary shows a lot of, it's just impossible. It just seems impossible.
Yeah.
Like it's way more high tech than the most high tech thing that humans have. And, you know, these weird glowing worms with false heads and just crazy complex strategies. One thing I've noticed recently is a lot of the new buildings have giant glass faces on them.
Yeah.
And...that often reflects the sun quite strongly. And so what will happen is somewhere will be in the sunlight and the sun is starting to go down in the west and then it'll go behind a building. So now this place is in the shade, but then it'll bounce off a building on the other side. To the east, and then you'll get sunlight again from the wrong direction. And then it'll actually look like the sun is setting in the east. It's like backwards.
Right.
It's a reflection of the sun, but it's bright enough that it's like the sun, right? So,
yeah.
So I guess the easiest example would be like a sunflower, right? So a sunflower is tracking the sun.And then the sun disappears behind something, or maybe it doesn't, but then you get this reflected, like false sun. And so, you know, that could really strain the neck of the sunflower.
does that actually happen?
Yeah. I know a park specifically, this park has a false sun after a certain time of day. So the park is totally lit up in the sun.But it's a reflection of the sun off of this big building. But all the creatures and stuff are, and the plants are, you know, obviously they're connecting with this false sun that's setting in the east. I don't know. Maybe someone's researching this, but it's specifically an issue that's, I think, occurring in cities.You know, very urban areas.
確かにね、あの、何年前だろう、10年前とか忘れちゃったけど、に香港行った時に、やっぱり全部が窓みたいな、あの高層ビルがすごい流行ってんだなと思ったっていうか、すごいいっぱいあって、あんまりそういうの見たことなかったから、へーって思ったけど、今東京にもそういうのいっぱい立ってるもんね。
Yeah.And I can actually see one from my apartment. So I have the sun comes up in the east and then after maybe 3 p.m., I get this fake sun on this building.
That's not necessarily bad for you though, right? You get more sunlight.
It's bright enough that I can't really look at it. And also it's flickering. So there's wind and vibration on this building. So I'm getting this fake sun, but the sun is unstable. It looks like it's about to explode. It's because the building shakes because of the wind. So I get this flickering light on my window, which, you know, if I was prone to epileptic seizures or something, it could be worse. I don't know.
次。個人個人の物事の分類方法は異なる一方、様々な国や文化において、形、色、感情などが同じように分類されている理由は一体何なのか。分類方法は人が脳内に生まれ持ったものであるという仮説がこれまで有力でしたが、ペンシルバニア大学の研究で、馴染みのない形を分類する際、個人や少人数グループは独特の振り分け方を編み出したのに対し、大人数グループはどれもほぼ全く同じ分類方法を取ることが分かりました。実験では1人から50人で構成されるグループを作り、馴染みのない形をきちんと理由をつけて分類させました。少人数グループに属していた時は独特の視点を持っていた人も、大人数グループに入ると結局は予測可能な分類システムを作っていました。
While the categorization of things differs between individuals, for some reason many countries and cultures categorize shapes, colors, and feelings in a similar way. While it has been thought that we categorize things primarily based on something inherent in the brain, new research conducted by the University of Pennsylvania has found that while individuals in small groups show uniquely characteristic categorization of unfamiliar shapes, larger groups converge on increasingly similar categorization. In the experiment, groups consisting of one person, up to 50 people, were created and asked to analyze an unfamiliar shape.
そう、人間はまあ、性別、年代とかもそうだし、まあ、企業の価値を決めるときとかも、何でもかんでも分類してるわけじゃん。で、それがどういうふうに分類しようってなってるかみたいな、なんかこの実験で使った形っていうのがなんだろう、この DNA の何染色体の形みたいな、確かに全然馴染みがない謎の形がいっぱいあって、それをどういうふうに分類するかっていう話なんだけど、その実験で観察してた結果、やっぱりそのこう人がいっぱいいるネットワークの中でいくつか選択肢が提供される。でそのうちのいくつかが何度も話題に上って補強されていく。でその結果、その中で特定の一つがこう他の意見をテイクオーバーして優勢になるみたいな。で、みんなのコンセンサスになりますっていう。で、その現象っていうのは、ある程度の大人数じゃないと起こらなくて、まあ、ただこの実験では50人ぐらいでもう十分その傾向が見られるって書いてあった。
And so that consensus is kind of a piece of reality that's shared by everyone in the group.
そう。で、まあその、この研究で言ってたのは、だからその最悪の社会的な問題、まあ戦争とかもそうだけど、っていうのは全部の文化において繰り返し起こっていますと。で、これが、人類の本質であって、もともと備わってるから何回も起きちゃうんじゃないかって思われがちだけれども、実際はこれは人類個人の本質っていうよりかは人類の社会的体験固有のものなんじゃないかっていうことなんだよね。なのでそこをハックするというかアルターすれば大きい問題も解決できるんじゃないかみたいな。すごい面白いよね。
And this doesn't make any comment on how this characterization or categorization in large groups could split?
Split as in?
Like if the group is...
Get polarized ってこと?
There's other research that suggests that if the group were large enough that it would come up with two sort of contradictory or mutually exclusive interpretations.
Well, maybe it depends on what they're trying to categorize. This is just some shapes. So maybe it was not as complicated as some of the other things.
Do you know anything about the shapes? Are there, like, what's the most, I don't know, controversial shape.
What?
most ambiguous, like most difficult to categorize, I guess.
Well, the ones that they used looked pretty complicated. Like, I wouldn't really know how to categorize them because they all look pretty similar.
Are they straight
weird.
Lines or are they?
No, as I said, it looks like DNA のなんかこういう何染色体みたいな形。でちょっとずつ違うみたいな。だから多分なんだろうね。ポインティーなところの数とかなんか曲線の感じとかまあいろいろこうカテゴライズする方法はあるんだろうけど。でこれのなんかアプリケーションとして例えばツイッターとかフェイスブックのコンテンツモデレーションをやるときにその表現の自由なのかヘイトスピーチなのかっていう分類をするときに個人が判断してるのと大人数で判断してるのとどっちの方が改善できるかとか、まあ、実際にすでに協力して実装しようとしてるものとしてはお医者さん個人が患者を診断するときに例えば無意識に人種とか性によって影響を受けている場合この診断とか治療方法が影響を受けている場合にそれをこうネットワークインタラクションを利用することによって改善できるんじゃないかとか、そういうことをやってるらしい。
Do you know I guess it's called the wisdom of crowds and it's often described well the popular example of it is guessing how many marbles are in a jar so they would have a jar and it would be filled with marbles
right
like a bunch of marbles and people individually would be way high or way low, way off. But somehow, if you take all these bad, wrong answers and you add them together and you divide it by the number of people, you get a fairly close approximation of how many marbles are in the jar. And so no one in the crowd is, that we can tell, is that smart. You're not adding a bunch of intelligence together necessarily. It like none of the individuals are intelligent by themselves, I guess,
right.
on this particular issue. But somehow, if you add all these wrong answers together, people tend to be wrong in both directions enough that it averages into something that's quite accurate. So that's sort of the wisdom of crowds. So I think this, I don't know if it's necessarily wisdom, but you know, there may be merit in utilizing that kind of a system.
So
if you use it correctly, you should have wiser moderation.
Yeah.まあ、このドクターズのケースとかは多分単純に、まあ、人数もそうだし単純にその多様性があった方が変なプレジュディスとかを避けることができるみたいなのはあると思うけどね、
The nature of those sorts of I guess poor judgments is that they're outliers so by averaging the judgmentyou eliminate any sort of extreme case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. だからなんだろう、例えば日本で話題になってるものとしたら、morning after pill を over the counter で提供するかしないかみたいな、低用量ピルの問題とかも、そのおじさんとかおじいちゃんたちが会議して決めた内容とそれへの反応の乖離がすごすぎるみたいな、なんかそういう問題とかまずは単純にその会議に参加してる人の何デモグラフィーというかさ、とか人数とかをアジャストしたら多分結構簡単に解決できそうだなって思ったりはするけど、
Well, you want to change people's ideas, you know, not their other attributes necessarily. Like that's sort of the ideal, right? Is to change people's minds.
Right. Or, I mean, like, I guess in this case, decision makers are just not diverse enough.
You can have poor decision makers that are part of a good system and still give you a good result.
Or more like the decision makers have nothing to do with the things that they're discussing. とかかな。 まあでも別に当事者じゃなきゃダメっていうわけでもないんだもんね、本来はね。ただその、当事者じゃなくても別にいいはずなんだけど、あまりにも視点が偏ってしまっているみたいな。
But diversity is having people who are both, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, and that and is that... totally lacking...And that's why they come up with something that is completely strange. Like, that doesn't make any sense、
But、
to the people who...
You wouldn't want just people who have experience with certain things.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Like, 別に当事者である必要、全員が当事者である必要は全くないんだけど、ただ現状を見てると、その当事者になり得ない人たちのみで決定しているから、おかしなことになるというか、まあ、それ別にそういう人たちでもこう想像力がきちんとあって共感したりとか寄り添う気持ちみたいなメンタリティがあれば別にカバーできることではあるんだけど、それも欠落しているっていう、だちょっと多分欠落しているものがありすぎる。
I was thinking about this, this categorization. So they were talking aboutin different countries and different cultures. But you could also think about this across time. You know, so people from 100 years ago, people from 1,000 years ago.
Yeah, they talked about this too. So like anthropologists とか、がやっぱり、まあ、常にそういうパターンを発見しているわけじゃん。だから時間も国とかあの地域とかも超えて同じような、分類の仕方をしてるっていう、まあ、それによっていろんな社会問題が同じような問題がいろんな場所で時間を超えて何度も起きてしまうみたいな、でもそれは実は解決可能なんじゃないかっていう、
like classical music or other sort of forms of art or beauty that are appreciated across, you know, hundreds of years if not longer、there must be someSimilar, you know, shape and color, feel, categorization between us and, you know, like Egyptians or,、or, I mean, there are obviously, you can read works from people from hundreds of years ago that feel very modern,、feel very contemporary. And, I mean, I don't even know how to measure.A culture gap of, you know, 500 years or something. It seems to me like that should be far more vast a gap than between, you know, people in different cultures today. You know, we all have, for the most part, we all have an absurdly high standard of living compared to, you know,pre-industrial era and stuff.
Right. あとやっぱ繰り返し起こる社会問題で言うと、そのまあこの間のキャピロの事件とかもあって、日本でまあいろんなメディアがちょいちょい記事とかにしてるけど、あの第二次世界大戦の後のなんか勝ち組問題、その日本がもう戦争に負けましたって降伏した公式に降伏した後に、そのブラジルとかペルーに残ってたに日本人の人たちが日本は勝ったんだって思い込んでしまった。でその人たちがまあ勝ち組で、その反対側だから負け組みたいな、だ実際事実としては負けてたんだけど、あのまあいろんなそれこそフェイクニュースみたいな、 まあ、自分の利益のためにいや日本は実は勝ったんだよって広めてた人もいれば、まあ、単純にその海外メディアは全部プロパガンダだと、日本のメディアはプロパガンダじゃないっていう、なんかこう思い込みのもと、いや日本は絶対に勝ったはずみたいな感じで思ってた人がいて、その勝ち組と負け組ですごい対立して抗争とかが起きて、実際に亡くなった人とかもうテロみたいな事件を起こす人もいたりしてっていう、でその勝ち組の人からすると、そのいや違う、日本は本当に負けたんだよって言ってくる人はもうみんななんか非国民みたいな、
うん、
だそれってこうやっぱり今起きてることとすごく似ているっていうか。
Well, a lot of people believe that. I mean, can you believe or can you imagine rather if you thought that Trump had won just like right now? If you had to like imagine that that's what you thought, like
right,
that's what you believed.
そうで、なんかやっぱりそういうふうに思うにはこういろんな背景があって、なんかこうやっぱりその外国の土地ですごい頑張って、なんかまあ肩身の狭い思いとかをして頑張っていて、自分の国に勝ってもらわないと困るっていう思いもすごいあったりとか、なんていうの、それでこうやっと自分が解放されるみたいなのを心待ちにしているわけだから、とかまあね、天皇が神みたいな風に思ってたわけだから、こう負けるわけない、そんなことはありえないみたいな、こう信仰に近いようなものもあった人もいるだろうし。
But I don't think we have to go like that far to find a good analogy, because I think a very similar thing happened in 2016 when Trump won. People reacted very negatively to that and thought that it had beenYou know, that there was something wrong with the election, that there had been foreign meddling, if not collusion or worse. And a lot of people, you know, they couldn't believe that it was legitimate, right? And it's, I think it's fairly predictable that, you know, that would have happened to either side.No matter who won the election, that was going to happen to either side. And either side could have won the election. This is sort of like a foregone like phenomenon in US politics, at least for the time being. But
ここまでエスカレートしちゃうっていう意味で、だからその何?テロみたいな行為をしたりとか、その実際に人が衝突して亡くなったりみたいな。
That's been happening. It's been crazy violence across the United States for months and months and months. You know? People have been getting killed. And people, I mean, it hasn't been as grandiose as the Capitol building. It's definitely reached, hopefully...That was the peak. Although people have been saying that there are supposedly further plans.
What?
Did you see the most recent video from Trump?
I've read what he said. I didn't actually watch the video. I just saw the transcript.
And
なんか those guys don't represent our country みたいなやつでしょ?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought that video was very concise, and it's very, it's unambiguous, you know? So people...
そりゃそうでしょ。だってそうじゃなかったら自分がさ、やばいからでしょ。自分めちゃくちゃやばい。それは、だってはっきり言っとかないと自分が罪に問われるかもしれないからでしょ。
Well, that's fine. I'm not going to speculate about, you know, Trump's motive.The point is that the message is concise and the message is out there. And so people that think that they're, you know, Trump supporters when they do something like storm the Capitol, they should see this message loud and clear. I think it's very important that this particular message and not the others is emphasized.You know, for supporters of Trump.
いや、私はなんかもう最初の時点でそのビデオを出せばよかったじゃんって思ったんだけど。
Well, of course. I think he would agree.
No, but I thought you said last week that it was good that Trump showed empathy towards these people and not like cut them off.
Yeah,
like
and
in
this
the
video,
latest video.
This video is why. Because he still has influence over them. He's the only one that does. So if we want a peaceful outcome, then you want him to maintain his influence with that group and put out a statement like this most recent statement, which hopefully will prevent there from being a further escalation of violence. It was the only path that could potentially avoid an escalation of violence, I think.
I saw comments of people who've been like hardcore supporting Trump, you know, almost went to the Capitol or something. Like they were very disappointed and be like, what the fuck? Trump said, never give up, you know. 絶対に諦めないって言ったから自分たちもそれについていこうと思って頑張ってたのに、mm-hmm. 普通にギブアップしてるじゃんみたいなだからやっぱりその煽る力っていうのがすごいあったわけじゃんそれ事実としてね、
mm-hmm.
その We will never give up みたいなことを言い続けることによってものすごく煽られた人っていうのはいっぱいいてそれはやっぱり責任重大だなと思うけど。
Well, sure. But what we want is sort of a peaceful transition and stability. It's basically, I mean, it's a necessity at this point. So, you know, if Trump can do anything to make that happen, we should permit that to happen. You know, if he can talk to people that would have been violent and say, look, we're not doing this, then that's about the best we can hope for at this stage. And so,
right. You know,
I think everyone agrees with that, yeah. But it's about what can be done at this stage that will prevent,
right.
You know, things from
yeah,
getting.
I'm just saying that I have this like, 抵抗がある。なんかその、今更なんか、ああ、このビデオ出して、あ、じゃあ、これは、いいビデオだねみたいな。なんかそのわざわざそれを。わざわざそれを褒めるモチベーションは私にはないかなっていう感じ。
He said it in unambiguous terms, and I really think it's time for people to try and, you know, forge a peaceful future with what's left. You know?
難しいでしょ。
It needs to be done.Absolutely needs to be done.
まあ、あと、
I was so relieved to see that video from Trump, that most recent one. Because if he had not made that statement as clearly and unambiguously as he did right there, and we just sort of, if we just descended into this Trump censored and all his followers don't know what's happening, so they're going to follow, you know, the craziest version of Q.
Well, like,
that was a bad
like,
trajectory.
You know, there's a list that's...going viral of what Trump would get if he peacefully 普通に end his term like for the rest of his life
what do you mean?
自分 well like 何 lifelong secret service and whatever travel allowance per year and some of like all kinds of like you know tax money will go into thatそう自分がなんだろうアメリカ国民でアメリカに税金払ってたらもうそれはあげたくないからもう普通にテームの最後までやってほしくないって思うだろうなっていうのはそのリストを見て普通に思った
Wait, it's a list of sort of
like perks of being a former president
a former president
yeah if you ちゃんと
well they're probably a good thing
end the term then you get all kinds of benefits as like a thank you you know
Well,
with the tax money.
It's not just a thank you. It's to enable effective leadership from that position because you can make a lot of you will make enemies as the president of the United States. You will
right.
need, you
right.
know, like,
but you will
so
not
you,
get.
You can't really do your job unless you have those guarantees after you leave office.
Right, so usually that's totally fine. I guess not many people complain about it, but if you don't end the term ちゃんと properly, if you get kicked out, for example, you don't get these benefits. And I understand why, you know, a lot of people are sharing this list saying that, you know, let's not give this to Trump, みたいな.
Well, I don't think Trump cares about those benefits that much. He waived his presidential
even more
salary
so.
for the duration. So
yeah, so even more so, you know, if he doesn't need it, then why give him? で、私だったら、アメリカの税金払ってたら、本人が気にするかどうかは別として、これを別の他のね、ことに使ってくれって思うだろうなと思ったけど。次。
At CES 2021, which is an annual trade show for consumer electronics, currently being held virtually via Zoom calls, a company called Vanguard Industries has revealed a fluffy, gerbil-looking AI pet called Mufflin, designed to provide companionship and emotional comfort. GM revealed a flying car concept called the Cadillac Halo. Volvo showed off boat docking assist technology, and Samsung revealed a TV remote with a solar panel in it.
家電製品のトレードショー CES 2021が Zoom を使って現在バーチャル開催中です。Vanguard Industries という会社が AI ペットのモフリンを発表しました。モフリンはふわふわのスナネズミのような見た目で、交友関係と感情的な支えを提供するよう設計されています。他にも GM がキャデラックヘイローと呼ばれる飛ぶ車のコンセプトを公開したり、ボルボがボートドッキングアシスト技術を披露したり、サムスンはソーラーパネルを搭載したテレビリモコンを発表しました。
Yep.
ね、ソーラーパネルを搭載したテレビリモコンって昔あったよね、普通に。
これ、
新しいの。
But if you look at all, every single article about this right now says it's like, you know, the first, the first TV remote with a solar panel. I think, but not that many companies have made one. I don't think.
こういうところで日本損してるよね。昔、ちょっと超昔絶対あったよ。見たことあるもん、私。あの、
who?
ソーラー電卓みたいな感じでさ。
Who made it?
誰だ
Because I looked.
でも絶対あった。
I couldn't find. I only found Philips. Philips had a...
あったよ。三洋電機だって。
Yeah.
うん。
Is the solar panel on top or on bottom?
On top.
So it has a rechargeable battery?
ちょっと待って、これなんだ。シャープ製ソーラーリモコン。あ、シャープも作ってたのかな?
What year?
シャープ製ソーラーリモコン。
何年?
これすっごい古そう。いつだろう?これ書いてない何年って。シャープ製だって。
Most solar applications from before did not use batteries. So it was just, it would be on in the sunlight and then it would turn off if it wasn't light. But that wouldn't work for a TV remote. But Philips had a solar remote in 2010.
Okay.
Which is early-ish, I think. I don't know if they were the earliest, but obviously we've had solar calculators and solar watches and stuff for a long time. And they work really well. Like the Casio solar watches are fantastic. It works perfectly.
Yeah, mine is solar too.
Really?
なんかソーラーに見えないけど、ソーラーなの。かっこいいでしょ。
So you never charge it?
いや、時計はだってソーラーじゃない時計欲しい人なんているのっていうぐらい私は絶対ソーラーの方がいいでしょって思ってる。だってめんどくさいじゃん。電池なくなったら。
But all the really expensive ones don't have solar and they're not waterproof and they suck.I don't understand watches. It makes no sense to me. Because like the most functional, most durable, most convenient watches are maybe 8000円ぐらい。
このソーラーテレビリモコン日本に絶対昔あったじゃんっていうので急に思ったのが、なんか最近欧米でこうエコ綿棒みたいなの売ってる会社があって。 10ドルぐらいでシリコンでできてる綿棒なんだけど、なんか再利用可能、なんか耳かきとかに再利用可能ですみたいな。で、こう、サステナブルで超新しいトレンディ商品みたいな。だけどなんか日本人からするとさ、いや普通に耳かき使えよって思うじゃん。なんかそんな十何ドルも出さなくてもさ、普通に100均とかにも売ってるし、当然サステナブルというかさ、もう何年も使えるじゃん。
Do you use one? That mimikaki, that tiny bamboo hand?
Yeah.
Yeah? I just use Q-tips. I don't understand the, that.
Well, you're not supposed to use Q-tips.
You're not supposed to put Q-tips in your ears?
There are so many articles about that, so you should read it. Like, almost, I think almost all doctors say, like, do not shove Q-tips in your ear because you're actually shoving all the dirt and whatever, earwax or whatever, inside your ear instead of, like, getting it out.
I guess unless
your earwax is, like, really wet. I guess it doesn't really work for people here where most people have dry earwax. Anyway, 何の話?
I do it, like, after, like, Ohuro. Just use Q-tip. So you don't use Q-tips?
For my ears? Hell no.
Wow.
What for?
You use that super aggressive...
It's not
bamboo.
Aggressive. I don't get anything, though. It's weird. I don't know how people get, like, anything out with it. I don't know. Anyway, このモフリンいくらなのかなと思ったら400ドルだって。
Yeah.
あの、アイボが最初出た時、すごい高かったよね、だって。それと比べると安いなって思ったけど、あくまでそれと比べるとであって、これを自分が400ドルで買うかっていうと買わないけど。
I don't think it moves.Well, it moves, but I don't think it...
あ、歩かないよね、多分。歩きはしないよね。なんか、ぐにゃぐにゃぐにゃ、なんか、ふにゃふにゃってしてる。
Yeah, if it could crawl...
フーービーみたいな感じで、あの、こんなに覚える人を認識、なんか、認識、あ、フーービーは人は認識しないけど、こう何学習能力があるって書いてあったね。まあ、確かに可愛い。
It has eyes.
可愛いけど普通にうちの猫の方が可愛いからなんて言うんだろうやっぱ動物にすごいアレルギーがある人とかお世話が大変な人はいいかもしれない。
So you don't want one?
I don't need one right now.
If it was free, would you?
全然いらない。
No.
いらない。普通にただでもいらないけど、でもなんか自分がおばあちゃんになって老人ホームみたいなところで暮らしてるときに、ただのぬいぐるみよりはこういう方がまだ癒されるかな。
I wish you could like massage me a little bit, like I could put it on my shoulder or something, and it would lightly massage. And then it's not really a pet.It's just a massage robot. It is one of the cutest robots I've seen, I think. Is there a cuter robot?
いや、あ、
is this the cutest robot?
あの、日本のさ、何あれ、ペンギンみたいな、なんか有名なやつあるじゃん。あれ、日本のやつじゃない。
ペンギンみたいなやつ？
うん。
ペンギン？
なんだっけ？なんか、すごい、動きがさ、スムーズな。ああ、こういうの、名前はだから前か、あ、これ。これ何？ロボットペット。これ名前が書いてないじゃん。ちょっと待って。これなんか普通のテレビとかでも出てきちまった。相棒じゃなくて。あ、これだ。ラボット。
ラボット？
うん。あ、しかもこれ前確かラボットの会社の人かなんかが一回うちらにメッセージくれたことある気がする。なんか見に来てくださいみたいな。これは結構かわいい。
Which one's cuter?
なんていうんだろう、ペンギンではないのか。これ何なんだろう。
Which name is cuter? ダボット or モフリン？
あ、名前だけで言ったらまあモフリンの方が可愛いでしょうね。でも名前はまあどっちかというとどうでもいいというか、だって自分でつけれるんじゃない？好きなの。
Yeah, but it's like the species name, right? Like it, I have a モフリン。
これモフリンってさ、どういうつもりでつけたの
？The name？
うん。これさ、日本語の漢字を意識してモフリンになったのか、全く関係なくてたまたま
？Well, this company that made モフリン is based in Tokyo.
あ、なんだ。じゃあそうか。じゃあ完全にこれモフリン、マフリンじゃなくてモフリンじゃん。
マフリン。
ひらがなじゃん、絶対。
モフリン。
絶対マフリンじゃないよ。
マフリン。
マフリンじゃないよ、絶対。モフリンだよ、これは。
Yeah.
あ、そっか、そうなのか。日本の会社なのか。
But the spelling is not, you know, the spelling is as if it was originally in English.
そうそうそう、だからそうそう。マフリンってなんかね、ちゃんと外来語っぽいっていうか、だから日本の会社って分かんなかったわ。
Yeah. Did you see the GM video?
No. 何? Cadillac Halo?
Yeah, it's a flying car for two people. It doesn't have any wings.
ああ、これあれみたい。なんだっけ? Damn it. なんだっけ? あの、プレステのさ、ゲームのさ、自分がロボットのやつあったじゃん。
Where you're the robot?
Yeah. Android
Chappie,
のやつ。
Not Chappie. That's a movie. I don't know.
Oh, Detroit. Detroit Become Human.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
にこういう車出てきた。
So this thing has no wings. It has two seats. They're saying it has a 90 kilowatt hour battery and four rotors. It's not very aerodynamic, as you can see. Well, I mean...It's sort of aerodynamic, but it kind of has a blunt face to it. So I expect it's not going to go very fast, and it's not going to fly for very long. It'll probably just fly for 10 or 15 minutes or something.
Okay.
If they even make it. Probably they won't even make it.
Toaster-shaped party bus.
What? What
are you talking about? Car and driver, do you...専門誌かな？なんかサイトのヘッドラインが。
Is that about the
toaster-shaped party bus?
Is that about the drone?
It's about Halo Cadillac. Or Cadillac Halo.
Why party bus? Toaster-shaped flying party bus, maybe. But yeah. I used an online calculator for.
え、待って待って、作るんじゃない？だって、It's not coming until after 2022って書いてるよ。So they have a plan to actually make this?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But they still might not.
Right.
They still might not make it. But yeah, they're planning to, and it's GM, so I'm sure it's a big project.
Wait, so what is this for?
This would be for short trips from, like, if you're in the city and you'd be able to go to the rooftop of one building and fly to another area. It would probably just be for dates and tourism and
dates?
CEOs and fancy people. And then gradually it'll be more of a routine thing. But it's like right now you can get seats on a helicopter, right? And fly around Tokyo and look around if you want, right?
Yeah, crazy. That's what crazy people do. Helicopters are so dangerous. I would never, ever want to ride one. That's what I'm telling my husband and my son all the time. So my son can now say like helicopters are very dangerous.
Yeah.
Brainwash.
They're not that dangerous. But if you crash, it's really dangerous.
Yeah. And it's not necessary unless you're like a helicopter doctor or, I don't know.
A helicopter something. Doctor?
Yeah, you know, like Dr. Heli みたいな。 You know, some doctors have to get into helicopters to go save people. That's fine. But usually it's not necessary, right? For normal people like me.
Like what the Coast Guard does, like going out in the, I don't know, hurricane or something in the helicopter when it's like below freezing to save some knucklehead. Like that's, I don't know, that's like the scariest. Yeah. Forget all that. So I use an online calculator to try to estimate what the performance of this thing would be. The batteries at 90 kilowatt hours would weigh around 500 kilos. Two passengers would come out around 150 kilograms, right? So we're already at 650 kilos without even considering the motors or the body of the craft. And if you have a 650 kilogram drone with 90 kilowatt hours of energy, you can fly for around 45 minutes. So, but it's not going to be 650 kilograms. It's going to weigh more than that, right? Because you have to add the weight of the motors and the structure. And that'll probably come out to probably at least 100, 150 kilograms. I mean, maybe it's, I don't know.
How do they...
Carbon fiber or something.
Take off? Is it going to be like a helicopter like this? Like vertical? Or... Yeah. Oh.
It's VTOL, which is vertical takeoff.
So they can basically land anywhere if there's enough space.
Mm-hmm. So you can land anywhere on private property. You can land on rooftops. You really don't need that much space. It would also be autonomous, right? So neither you nor the other person in the vehicle is flying the thing. It's on a predetermined route.
And this can 普通に run too, like a normal car, right?
Oh, like drive on the road?
Yeah.
I'm assuming it can taxi.
So if you can like do both, you're running and then you get into a huge traffic, you can just basically fly over everybody and be like, hell yeah.
Yeah, you could.
And just
it would
cut
be
lines.
Really loud and obnoxious. And you'd probably blow a smart car over or something. But for very short trips, in urban areas, I think, if they're able to operate it with a high degree of frequency, it could be a very profitable business for them. So it'd just be like a little monorail or something. Imagine instead of Yurikamome, they just set up two stations and they had a bunch of drone things going back and forth, taking people. And you can just go online and make a reservation. Very minimal security checks. You don't have to go through the whole, you know, scan your genitalia or anything. And then you get on and at a precise time and the thing flies and, you know, then you're at Disneyland in 10 minutes or whatever it is. But let's say you wanted to go from, I don't know, Shibuya to Disneyland, something like that. And it's just
two
people.
So it's operated publicly, you mean? Because otherwise, how do you manage the...
It wouldn't be operated publicly. It'd be private.
Because how do you manage the traffic?
All that information would be relayed to air traffic control. You'd also probably have to operate at an altitude above commercial airliners, like domestic commercial airliners. So it'd be relatively low altitude.
Oh, is it going to be flying that high?
You could. The higher you go, the less air resistance there is. So the faster you want to go, the higher you need to go. But in the near term, I think it'll be lower speed, shorter distances, urban areas, high frequency, just a convenience thing for
people.
It's
kind of annoying if these things are flying around my floor and suddenly they're in my view.
Next to your building?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll lose some privacy. They're not going to be at building height. It's going to be higher than that.
Okay.
But still, I mean, if they're low enough, they could see, you know.
Right.
Some.
No, I think I just have this like image of flying cars in sci-fi movies where they usually fly 結構低めじゃん。You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, they're like, they're lower than the buildings in movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Which doesn't really make sense.
そうなんだ。
And what else was there? The assisted docking. Did you see that video?
Nope.
It's basically just a parking assist for boats.
Why? So I can see that.
When you try to park a boat, there's currents that are pushing your boat, and then there's wind that's pushing your boat. So this system, for some reason I wrote Volvo here. It should be Volvo. Volvo developed this. It's called Penta. And it just compensates for the current and the wind and lets you park your boat, which for boat people, the least fun thing is trying to park the boat. It's like impossible. And then if you crash, it's like a big deal.
Right. So
I'm sure there's a lot of people will want that.
Interesting. I want solar TV remote.
I want solar everything. Like,
yeah.
There are two car companies, Aptera and Lucid. And both of these car companies, these are new electric car startups. But the Aptera claims that you don't need to charge it ever.
Charge what?
The car.
Oh.
Because it has solar panels on it.
Right.
The car looks like a teardrop, and then it has wheels sticking out, and those wheels have covers that look like teardrops. So it's like the most aerodynamic car, I guess, you could design.
Interesting.
And it it charges itself in the sun. So if you live in like Arizona or something, then you can use that. And the Lucid Air is very similar. So there is this trend of having technologies, what do you call it, that charge themselves in the sunlight. You don't have to do anything. So
that's cool. 次.
Researchers from the Technical University of Denmark and the Ludwig Maximilians University in Munich have found evidence of circadian rhythms in the soil bacterium Bacillus subtilis. The team added a bioluminescent enzyme, enabling them to observe the activity of two genes, YTVA and KIN-C, and expose the bacterium to 12-hour cycles of light and dark. The researchers observed that YTVA activity synchronized to the light-dark cycles. A follow-up experiment found that both genes synchronized with cyclic temperature changes. Professor Martha Merrow of Ludwig Maximilians University in Munich stated the following: "We found for the first time that non-photosynthetic bacteria can tell the time. They adapt their molecular workings to the time of day by reading the cycles in the light or in the temperature environment. In addition to medical and ecological questions, we wish to use bacteria as a model system to understand circadian clock mechanisms."
デンマーク工科大学とミュンヘンのルートヴィヒ・マクシミリアン大学の研究チームが、土や植物に普遍的に存在する細菌、枯草菌が体内時計を持っている証拠を発見しました。チームは細菌に生物発光酵素を追加し、YTVA と KIN-C の2つの遺伝子の活性を観察可能にした上で、12時間ごとに細菌を光と暗闇にさらしました。チームは YTVA の活動が明暗サイクルと同期していることを確認したほか、追加実験では両方の遺伝子が周期的な温度変化と同期していることも分かりました。ルートヴィヒ・マクシミリアン大学のマーサ・メロー教授は以下のように述べています。私たちは非光合成細菌に時間の概念があることを初めて発見しました。 彼らは光または温度環境で周期を読み取ることにより分子の働きを時刻に適応させています。医学的および生態学的な疑問に加え、体内時計のメカニズムを理解するためのモデルとして細菌を使用していきたいと考えています。
Yep.
面白いね。なんかバクテリアについて知らなすぎて、そのバクテリアにそういうサイクルがあることを知らなかったことを知らなかった。
Hmm. So you knew? Or that doesn't
What?
mean that you knew?
No, not at all. 何そのすごいやつ最強じゃんそしたら。
Yeah, so there's 24 hours in a day. So, so we're all synchronized. Everything on Earth. As far as we can tell, seems to be synchronized to this rhythm.
Very weird.
It feels, I like the rhythm. Can you imagine if we didn't have 24-hour days or if we never went to sleep?
I did that, right? Right after I gave birth. I think a lot of people experience this where one day is no longer 24 hours. There's no rhythm. There's no cycle. There's no kugiri, and you don't sleep.
Mm-hmm. Well, the rhythm's still there. Like, you're dysfunctional, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess the sun goes up and down. But that has not. But you don't go outside, so you don't feel it, and it really doesn't matter. And that's basically, it was like hell to me. I realize how, you know, oh, it's getting dark outside. It's nighttime. It's time to go to sleep. You know, even if you have insomnia, you kind of recognize that there is a cycle and you kind of live with it. But if you lose it and there's no end in each day, it makes you go insane really easily.
With insomnia, people don't know when the end of the day is. Because people with insomnia aren't actually sure whether they'll be able to fall asleep or not.
Yeah, I mean, I've had insomnia. I have it now. But but even then, you're kind of on your own rhythm. You're on your own terms. I don't really know how to.
Well, how would it be different if you were, let's say you were in outer space, or let's say you're on Venus. You're living on Venus and one day is 116 days long.
Right. Or even like Northern Europe, where the sun doesn't go down in winter time and it's like bright the entire day. I haven't been, so I'm not sure what it's like, but my husband goes sometimes on business trip and he says that it's very weird. Like, it kind of makes you feel out of place.
And also just traveling does that to you. You know, like everyone experiences jet lag, and jet lag is essentially that phenomenon of your circadian rhythm getting disrupted.
Yeah,
so unless you travel just, you know, north, south, longitudinally, you're going to experience pretty significant disruption in your circadian rhythm. Some people don't get it as bad as other people, but I think everyone sort of agrees that it exists. You know?
Yeah, yeah. まあ、age とかもあるよね、完全に。
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was younger, マジで全然平気だったけど、今もう全然ダメだもん。
Are you sensitive to like missing? Like I'm a little sensitive to my rhythm being disrupted. So if I, for some reason, if I don't go outside and get sunlight while it's a nice day, and the sun just goes down, I'm just like, wow, I blew it. The sun went down and I just totally blew it.
Now I know what you mean. So I open window, even in this kind of weather when it's really cold, I open the windows and sit by the balcony to get some sunlight and feel like I'm outside. Otherwise it starts feeling weird. I don't know how much of it is psychological for me, because I know, as some information that, you know, I need to get some sunlight to get some vitamin D to prevent, you know, me from getting depressed, that kind of stuff.
But it feels nice. Like, you know, it feels
nice. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
If you go to, like, I don't know, a cafe or something, and you sit, like, I don't know,
outside
a balcony, and it's like nice sunlight, and
yeah,
and it, as long as it's not blinding you, it's like, it feels nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's objectively like nice, but there's like,
objectively nice.
There's like, there's a consensus that it's
like Michael sitting outside on a chair.
Objectively,
it looks so nice.
No, I don't. I mean, maybe there must be some objective, like from an evolutionary standpoint, this is like favorable conditions, right?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, there are a lot of, 例えばなんか、ドイツで仕事したとき、やっぱみんな外に座るのめっちゃ好きじゃん。なんかヨーロッパの人。だからカフェとかも全部めっちゃ外に、別にこのコロナ関係なく、当然、外にめっちゃ椅子あってテーブルあって、基本みんな外に座ってるのを、やっぱ見るだけでも癒されるみたいなのあるね、確かに。そういう意味では、objectively nice っていうのもあるかもしれない。確かに。
I was at a cafe the other day. And there were three people in the cafe. And it was me, and then there was someone sitting three, four seats down in front of me, but facing towards me, and then there was another person off to my right. And I'm working, and I reach for my coffee cup, and I pick it up, and as I pick it up, I see that all three of us have picked up our coffee cup at the exact same time, like dead on exact. And then I went to sip it, and we all went to sip at the exact same time. Like, so, it was so synchronized. It was kind of surreal. So that happens, and because I kind of felt awkward that we were all doing this. Because that one guy is like facing towards me, right? So he might also notice that we're all simultaneously sipping our drinks, right?
Right.
So in order to make myself, you know, to prevent the three of us from merging into a single person or whatever, I decided to take a second sip after my first sip.
Oh, you've ruined it.
No, I didn't. Because somehow that guy and the other guy, we all took a second sip at the exact same time. And it was a sip that I specifically only took that second sip because we had all taken the first sip in sync, and I was trying to get out of it. So when we all took the second sip, and it was like, it was so exactly coordinated and in sync.
That's a glitch.
That I felt, I don't know if defeated is the right word, but it's like, maybe I don't have free will. Maybe there's like, I can't, I have no agency. I don't know. I don't know what the point of this story is, but
you're
it felt
simulation.
Weird. I can't remember the last time that's happened. Like, ever.
I don't know if that's ever happened to me.
There's a video of that somewhere.
What?
Inside the store. Somebody has footage of this happening.
Oh. Like people
I've
in
seen
sync?
It, I've seen it in like soccer games or something. Like athletes get up the exact same way at the exact same time. Just tama tama. And it looks funny. Yeah. I don't know why that's embarrassing or why we're even talking about it. But
I don't know. Why would that be embarrassing?
I don't know, because you want to think that you're special, or I don't know. It's not embarrassing. I think it's embarrassing.
You're still special, Michael.
It's like jinx.
I guess.
Or one of those things, right? But it's with strangers, and it's like three people, you know. It's like the end of the fifth element or something.
But nothing happened, right? You didn't merge into one person.
I don't know. I'm looking around in my mind.
Maybe you did.
It seems like I'm alone.
Well.
How's your ankle?
It's still not recovered.
Really?
But, でも自業自得っていうか、なんだろう。あ、良くなってきたなと思って、公園でやっぱり子供遊ばせないといけないから小走りしたりとかして、で次の日の朝激痛みたいなのを繰り返して今も痛いっていう、こんなに治らないものかね人体って。
Do you feel like I don't know, I guess you haven't had an injury like this in a long time?
No. Well, yeah, I think this is the firstactual injury,
yeah,
that I've had besides childbirth, because I'd never really played sports when I was young. So I'm really in disbelief that I'm still in pain and I still cannot run. It's pretty inconvenient.
Have you seen, it's a little bit old now, but have you seen, do you know who Tom Segura is?
Yeah.
He's
comedian,
He's a comedian.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Tom Segura video?
The Tom Segura video? I've seen his stand-up, but not...
You haven't seen the video?
No. What is it?
So...
怪我するの?
I wasn't sure if it was real at
first.
怖い?
Like, what happened?
So, Tom Segura, he seems like a really nice guy.
Yeah, he's funny.
It's really unfortunate. But he was playing basketball and he 普通に went for a layup. He goes for a layup and like his I don't know how it happens, but like no one contacted him. He was by himself.
Yeah.
But he goes for this layup. And like there's a snap sound and his knee, like I think he tore a ligament or something, maybe his ACL or something. And then it happened while he was jumping, right? So his knee is toast and he's in midair. And while he's in the air, he reaches back behind himself with his left arm to stop his fall.
Okay.
He breaks his arm.
Oh my God.
He breaks his arm. And I don't know if it's dislocated, but it's in the wrong place. I think it's broken and dislocated.
Oh my God. And wait, when did this happen? 結構最近じゃん。
Yeah, and I don't know why. He laughs at people getting injured too, so it's fine if I laugh at him getting injured. But his arm is mangled. His leg is mangled. And he's just lying there. It's just a clump of Tom Segura just mangled on the ground. And, you know, people rush in and they help him. And I think... everything was fine and he went to the hospital. But what? I've never seen someone injure themselves like that. And it scares me because it could have been, it could happen to anyone, right? I mean,
yeah.
There's no way that this could only happen to Tom Segura, right? That's not possible. Is that possible?
なんて言うんだろうね。全てが一瞬のことじゃん、これ。 今見てるけど、マジで一瞬だね。
It's so true. It was a split second and his whole life changed. Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, this video, like, he's reflecting on it and he's talking about it and he's laughing, so that's good. But
so there are compilations.
So scary.
People made compilations of him laughing at people getting hurt. which is also hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't realize that was possible.
Right. Well, yeah.
Right? Did you know that was possible? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. 最悪だよね。I mean, I often think about how I injured my ankle and how it happened, like, in a second, and how I could have avoided it and how my life would have been so different now. All kinds of things, but...
Yeah. I'm sure what you did wasn't nearly as funny. There's something, like...
yeah, I don't think it was funny.
What's so crazy about this video is, when I first saw it, I don't know if I've ever been so horrified, but laughed so hard at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, I'm genuinely horrified by what happened.
Right, right.
Like,
well, I guess
dead
if
serious.
You didn't, I guess if you didn't know him at all,
that helps.
Maybe it's not funny. Like, if it was some random guy.
Oh, if it was like a total stranger.
Yeah.
Wait, you think it's funnier if you know him?
No, it's because it's Tom Segura and you know that he's a comedian, you know, he's a funny guy. And this happened to him. So it all adds up, right?
Yeah.
If it was like your friend's dad or something, you wouldn't be laughing. Or would you? I don't know.
Maybe I would. It's just I don't know what I don't know if it's Schadenfreude or if it's...
I guess it's more like the surprise element. You're gonna go, wow, this is unbelievable.
You know what it is? You know what it is? It's just really dasai. It's really dasai. And I think that's what it is.
しかもなんだろう、一人だからね。誰かに押されてとかじゃなくて、もう、自分でやっちゃってるからね。I guess.
Yeah. So there's no victim. Well, he's the victim, but he's also the perpetrator, right? So there's not like a situation where someone needs to be protected. Or anything like that. You know, it's a very, you know, it's a very clear cut case.
Right. そうね。
Yeah. Anyways.
文字起こしのテキストと各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。Android、Mac、iPhone、iPad 版があるのでぜひよろしくお願いします。無料で使える単語リストとかいろんな機能がついているので試してみてください。この間新しく。
Subscription is 240円。
Yeah.
And it's,
そう、月額240円で文字起こし全部読み放題激安プラスエッセイ。英語表現解説エッセイも読めます。この間またちょっと1個、発音の話を追加したので読んでみてください。あとはバイリンガルニュース .jp 公式サイトでストアもありますので、ぜひ、オリジナルグッズチェックいただけると大変助かります。
Yep.
Facebook、Twitter、Instagram もやっているので、そちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
おしまい。
バイ。
Bye.